I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 8th. Today is the day that opponents of the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors here in Quincy have to turn in the signatures of 8,000 registered Quincy voters to force the repeal of those raises. The group called Adjust Quincy held a rally in front of City Hall yesterday to gather more signatures and enlist support for their cause. Members say the salary increase of 79% for the mayor and 50% for city councilors is exorbitant and was approved without proper public input. State law says that if 12% of the city's registered voters sign a petition, the city council must repeal those raises. Opponents argue the increase from $150,000 to $285,000 for the mayor and from $30,000 to $44,500 for city councilors is too much. Volunteers will be out until noon today at several locations around Quincy trying to gather the necessary signatures. A notoriously dangerous Quincy intersection should be getting safer soon. New traffic lights are being installed at the intersection of Rashudi Drive and Willard Street in West Quincy. Ward 4 Councilor James Devine says the new lights will be set to flashing for 2 weeks and then fully functional 2 weeks later. Officials identified that intersection as one of the most dangerous in the state for both motorists and pedestrians. The intersection will also be redesigned to allow for safer traffic flow. That work will begin in 2026. State funding was secured for the project. However, the city will control the traffic signals. Dozens of seniors had to be evacuated from their Weymouth apartment building yesterday in the 90-plus degree heat after a fire in one of the units. Fire started early yesterday morning in the five-story building, 519 Broad Street in Weymouth. Video from the scene shows broken windows and other damage around a unit on the uppermost floor. Seniors were brought to a nearby senior service center to stay cool. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Investigators say a 74-year-old woman was killed and a 79-year-old man hospitalized with serious injuries from a crash Saturday on a highway. State police said that troopers responded to the one-car crash on the southbound side of 495 in Bridgewater just after 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Passenger of the vehicle has been identified as 74-year-old Lana Testa from Mashpee, who died at the scene. A 79-year-old man, also from Mashpee, suffered serious injuries, taken to an area hospital. A first-of-its-kind blood transfusion truck was called out in response to the crash. It was the second time that unit was deployed. The first time was in Braintree. The truck belongs to the Canton Fire Department, and it provides for blood transfusions on the way to the hospital. It can respond to calls up to 30 minutes away in 25 communities. Canton firefighters worked with trauma surgeons at Boston Medical Center to design the new program. Massachusetts Department of Public Health announcing that Eastern equine encephalitis has now been detected in Massachusetts mosquitoes for the first time this year. The presence of Triple E was confirmed in samples collected from Carver in Plymouth County. According to a statement from the DPH, the finding increases the risk level of the virus to moderate in Carver, Kingston, Middleborough, Plymouth, Plimpton, and Wareham. Triple E is a rare disease but can become serious, even life-threatening, in people of all ages. It generally spreads to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. The department statement says there were 12 human cases of Triple E in Massachusetts in 2019, with 6 deaths. In 2020, there were 5 cases and 1 death. There were no human cases of Triple E in Massachusetts in 2021, 2022, or 2023. West Nile virus was also detected in mosquito samples collected in Quincy late last month. A 43-year-old Plymouth man is accused of illegally entering and vandalizing a Kingston church early last Thursday morning. Jonathan White was arrested later after he allegedly entered the First Parish Unitarian Church overnight and did significant damage to the building. Investigators discovered that handmade 200-year-old shutters were destroyed, antique glass was smashed, and a fire extinguisher had been sprayed throughout the building. Police said White also allegedly set fire to Pride and Black Lives Matter flags outside the building, charring pieces of the church building in the process. An investigation determined White was a suspect. He returned to the church later last Thursday and appeared to be watching officers process the scene. A Kingston detective noticed White, tried to stop him, but White yelled at the detective and drove away in his car, striking a sign while he was fleeing. An officer found White down the road and arrested him. He is slated to be arraigned in Plymouth District Court on several felony charges. The state police lead investigator, who was relieved from duty hours after a mistrial was declared in Karen Reed's murder trial, will face a duty status hearing today. During the trial, Trooper Michael Proctor was questioned about messages he shared with a group of friends after reading one of the messages in which he called Reed a, quote, whack job and an expletive. He apologized to the jury for his, quote, unprofessional comments. Proctor described his messages as very regrettable. Within hours of the mistrial, Proctor was relieved from duty and transferred out of the detective unit of the Norfolk County DA's office. He was relieved from duty effective immediately and will be transferred from the detective units. Proctor will be the subject of a duty status hearing that will be held virtually today to determine whether he'll be placed on restricted duty, full duty, suspended with or without pay. Quincy Public Schools' summer meals program is underway. Free lunches are being provided to all children age 18 and younger at five locations beginning today. Children may visit the food locations at the Parker, Lincoln Hancock, Snug Harbor, and Montclair schools and the Ward 2 Community Center on Nevada Road in Quincy Point. Meals are available from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It must be eaten on site. All sites have outdoor recreation and playground facilities nearby. There is no registration or income requirements. The program is provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It runs Monday through Friday from today through August 16th. Check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory today. The Dow was up 67 points on Friday. The Nasdaq rose 164, and the S&P added 30. Asian stocks fell today. The euro was down. The dollar rose. Oil at $82 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox shut out the Yankees 3-0. They will welcome the A's to Fenway tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, hazy, hot, and humid with a high of 94. Muggy night tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid, at a high of 91. Wednesday, hot and humid with afternoon thunderstorms, high Wednesday 89, and then scattered showers Thursday, warm and humid, high of 84. For the boater today, waves about a foot, northeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly later today, high tide 2:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:15, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 8th.